On Siena College Week, not enough graduates have data science and analysis skill sets. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chester Breary, associate professor of accounting at Siena College, discusses why colleges need to help fill this gap.
Every major American industry is growing its data science and analytics workforce. A Gallup poll revealed that in 3 years, nearly 70% of employers expect candidates with data science and analytics skills to get preference for jobs in their organizations. Yet, fewer than a quarter of college and university leaders say their graduates will have those skills. Skilled technology professionals at innovative firms such as Google, Netflix, and Amazon have leveraged the power of data analytics to break into new markets, build stronger relationships with consumers, and streamline processes such as supply chain and marketing management. Employers now require data-driven multidisciplinary teams to tackle their biggest problems and grasp their most promising opportunities. But this runs counter to an educational culture where both faculty and students devote little time outside of their own specialties. The current shortage of skills in the national labor pool demonstrates that business-as-usual strategies won't satisfy the growing need. Unlocking the value of data requires a diverse, multidisciplinary approach to problem solving, combining data science and analytical skills with functional and industry expertise, creativity, and leadership. If higher education is to unlock the promise and potential of data and all the technologies that depend on it, academic institutions and educators will have to consider transforming their academic core to include course offerings in data analytics while still maintaining the key core values that are valued by employers. There's a challenge ahead, but by working in tandem, educators and employers can close the data science and analytics skills gap and ensure the future competitiveness of American companies and workers.
That was Chester Breary of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.